It's another major shakeup in D.C. politics. Longtime council member Anita Bond says she won't seek re-election after more than a decade on the city council. Her decision comes as several veteran D.C. leaders, including Mayor Muriel Bowser, announced they're stepping away, signaling an upcoming big shift in city leadership. Joining us live to break down what this means for the council and the city's future is political analyst Julius Hobson Jr., an adjunct professor at George Washington University's Graduate School of Political Management. And Julius, thank you so much for being here. And first of all, your reaction to this announcement.
Well, thanks for having me. This was somewhat expected. She'd been there a long time. And as I've said before, one of the things you look for is incumbents raising money. And she has not been holding fundraisers, which tells you that she's probably not going to run again. So it's not as big a surprise to some of us who've been watching this.
And, you know, there are several other council members. We've heard from Ward 1's Brianne Nadeau. She's announcing she won't run again. And do you have any thoughts on maybe we could hear more names before this is done?
Well, my big question is Phil Mendelson, chairman of the council. Is he going to run again? If he chooses not to run again, we will see a redoing of council membership that is nothing like we've had since Home Rule. Well, you'd have to go back to 1974 with the original election for the local government after Home Rule was enacted by Congress to see that kind of change, given all the different people who were moving around.
You know, we see so many longtime leaders stepping away here, also others stepping away to run for other seats like D.C. delegate. We have Robert White and Brooke Pinto running for that seat. So we're seeing some shuffling there. So we're not sure what the council will look like. But, you know, with all these changes, and of course, we have to mention Ward 8's Trayon White faces a federal trial on bribery charges. So we're not sure what's going to happen with a lot of these seats. But as these seats potentially change here, does all the change signal a healthy refresh in your mind for D.C. politics, or could it lead to some uncertainty in the city?
Oh, I think it's a refresh, and I think it's a good thing. The process is the process, and as these people choose to either retire or run for something else, it opens up the prospects of getting new blood on the city council and in the D.C. government, and that's always a good thing, and I'm happy to see that happen.
You know, and how might this, and some are calling it a generational shift change, and tone, how might it change the tone and priorities of the council, do you think, over the next decade or so?
Well, it certainly changes the tone and tenor of the council, particularly if the chairman decides not to run again. We'll have new people who have to let us know what their ideas are about dealing with the national government and the White House, at least through the end of the administration of Donald Trump. How are they going to get along with the federal government? How are they going to get along with the Congress? We have these waves where Congress sort of steps in and tries to take things over in the city. We're in one of those right now. How long will that last? Are they willing to take on the Congress? A lot to be seen. And how much experience do some of the people we're going to get have? I would suggest, you know, not a whole lot, but it's still new blood, and that's what's important.
You know, and back to the big announcement of today, as you look back at her career and time on the council and her work in the city, I mean, what do you think her legacy will be, Anita Bonds' legacy will be as she steps away?
Well, I think it will always be politics. I first met Anita in 1973 when a lot of us ran for the then D.C. Board of Education. I won in Ward 8, others won in other places. She ran in Ward 2, and that was 1973 was the last year of runoff. She had to get 40% or more. She didn't. And so they had a runoff election 2 weeks later, and she lost that to Bill Traynor. But she was active not as a candidate for a long time. She helped manage Marion Barry's campaigns for council and mayor. She was involved in Jesse Jackson's campaign. She, you know, had worked in a number of administrations before she actually became elected to the city council. So she has a long history of involvement in D.C. government and D.C. politics.
All right. Well, Julius, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your thoughts on all this.